Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about Jihad Jones and the Kalashnikov Babes.
And to talk about it, we have two people from the show. We have Dick Reichman, who's the director of the play. Welcome to Stage Talk, Dick.
Thank you.
And we also have the playwright, Yusuf Elgindi, who was here from Seattle to see his play being performed on the stage at Cyrano. So welcome to the show, Yusuf.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This is a really fascinating title for a play, Jihad Jones and the Kalashnikov Babes. It sounds comedic, also sounds perhaps not. Can you give us a little bit about what this play is about? We know it's political and comedic in theme. Without giving away too much about the play, give us a little bit of background about what the play is about.
Well, I think the genesis for the play came about from years of my watching these Hollywood movies that where the villain was either an Arab or a Muslim, and I just watch these movies and cringe at the depiction of Arabs and Muslims. And, you know, often those characters would be played by actors of Arab descent. I kept thinking, what might compel somebody to take on such a role that was usually just so one-dimensional and very negative? And I just saw one too many of those films with these negative depictions, and I think I was rattled and irritated enough to want to write a play about an actor who gets offered such a role, a role of a terrorist. And this actor, as I set him up, is pretty principled and has vowed never ever to take on such one of these stereotypical one-dimensional roles. But his agent is very keen for him to take on this role because it's a big-budgeted Hollywood movie with a very famous director attached and a famous actress attached. And this is a struggling actor who makes very little money, and he's being given this big break. But the role is the role of somebody who is just, you know, it's a role of just a terribly written terrorist. It's a role of a terrorist, and he's vowed never to take on such a role. But, you know, what he's being offered, this opportunity, it's hard to resist. And so the play really revolves around this conflict of, should he take on this role? It's a big break for him. He's going to meet this, you know, a director sort of on the scale of a Steven Spielberg, to act opposite one of the hottest actresses around. And so he's conflicted. And, you know, but the role that he's being offered really is outrageous, just outrageously sort of negative. And so that's the dilemma of the play. Should he or should he not take it on?
That sounds like a wonderful play.
It was fun to write. I mean,
It could happen to anybody.
Yes, and it does happen to anybody. I mean, I have Arab American actor friends who are always offered these roles. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine said that she's not an actress, but we both know a lot of Arab American actors, and she said all the Arab American actors I know have come on Homeland and been killed on Homeland. And I've never seen the show, so I can't really comment on it. But it's just kind of funny to think that, yes, all our friends get cast in these films, and they usually end up dead, you know. So that's, I just wanted to explore that subject.
Well, as a woman, I can understand that very, very well, because women get offered terrible roles all the time.
Yeah, Yusuf expands the ideas in the play to include women. The actress in the play is a woman who talks about just what you mentioned, Jean, having ridiculous roles, playing whores and so on. And so we get a really fascinating sort of discussion of why we should or should not sell out in life. It's much more interesting for everyone to face the question, shall I sell out or not? And near the end of the play, he starts to give these wonderful moral justifications for selling out. Things like, if you break the ice, other people will have an easier time following you. And the whole moral fabric of the whole question becomes so wonderfully, comically confused. It's kind of an intellectual comedy as well.
Well, often we find that the greatest use of comedy is to change people's minds. And is that one reason why you decided to make this into a comedy rather than, say, a drama?
Yes, I don't think people would sit still for a lot of what I write about and have to say if I did it without comedy. I mean, I've written a couple of very humorless plays, and they're not done for some strange reason. And I think humor is always helpful. You know, I believe my first job as a playwright is to entertain an audience, engage them in any way I can, intellectually, make them laugh, involve them emotionally. I mean, that's my job. I am first and foremost an entertainer, but I'm also, you know, a person who reads and has opinions, and I end up writing about what involves me as a citizen. And yes, I think comedy is a good way of broaching a lot of these serious subjects. I mean, I think you find a lot of comics, you know, and satirists behind them is usually some sort of anger or irritation that propels that story in comedy. And
for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Dick Reichman, director, and Yusuf Elgindi, author of
Jihad Jones and the Kalashnikov Babes.
Thank you.
Well, Dick, as the director of this show, how are you able to accomplish balancing this idea of a strong political, social message along with the comedy? What are you doing with the actors and your directing style?
Well, you know, it's fairly clear to me that this is a verbal comedy. This is a comedy of wit. I think that if we had made the mistake of doing it as kind of a broad comedy, which you could do, and there are broad comic elements in it, I think we would lose the comic intellectual content. The whole issue of the play of, well, shall I sell out or not, is a mental intellectual content, but it's dramatized. You sit there all night watching a guy listen to both sides of the argument and changing his mind back and forth, and that's the dramatic content. So really I found that the wit of the play, the smartness of the dialogue, and the smartness of the ideas really carry it. It's just, it's good writing.
Thank you.
It carries it, you know. It just goes. It's interesting.
I like my director very much.
Yeah, we haven't seen the show yet. He may change his mind.
Show, that's right.
Tomorrow he may not be saying nice things about me, so I'm glad we're doing this now.
Well, Dick, one question about your directing of the show. The main character is, I kind of see him as being a very realistic person. You paint him as being that person who is caught between art and selling out.
Yes.
But is he surrounded by these? Are you making the other characters more, I guess, bigger than that to sort of accentuate their having sold out? Or are they as real as the main character in the play? In other words, the woman who I think she's portrayed
Not going to get in trouble because now this is something that he doesn't know. He hasn't seen the show yet. Yes, the characters are all real. The characters are 100% real. Any comic falseness would ruin this play because it's about real people. It's extremely witty. That's what makes it fly, is the wit, the intelligence of the dialogue. But if the people weren't there and the relationships weren't there, it's a play. It's a play.
Well, Yusuf, how many other productions have you seen of this show, and are you expecting something from this production here?
When you say expecting, what do you mean?
Well, you have an expectation of your writing being shown on the stage. I'm sure you've seen other productions
Yes.
of this play.
Yes. Well, you know, I've been blessed by having another production. Cyrano did another play of mine, Back of the Throat, and they did a great job. So I have very high expectations. I'm sure I will be pleased. I have seen other productions of this play, and you know, every production is different. And I have no expectations as a playwright. That's the fun. The fun is to see another take, you know, of a play. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you always learn something when you see your own play.
You do. You do very much so.
That's the wonderful part of playwriting.
Absolutely.
Well, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we send you on back to the stage here, Dick or Yusuf?
Dick?
Well, I just encourage people to come. We've got a limited time left with this production, and I just think it's totally delightful, thought-provoking, and witty and delightful.
Well, thank you both for being on Stage Talk, Dick Reichman and Yusuf Elgindi from the play Jihad Jones and the Kalashnikov Babes.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Perseverance Theater of Juneau's presentation of Rush at Everlasting by our own playwright, Arlisha Jones, will run through this Sunday at the Sidney Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Performances are 7:30 Friday and Saturday and 4 on Sunday. Tickets and information at 263Arts or go to tennisceretics.net.
At Cyrano's, there will be auditions tomorrow at 11 a.m. for Dick Reichman's new play, which is called Audition. The show will open at Cyrano's in April and go to the Last Frontier Theater Conference in June. For more information, contact cyranosproductions@gmail.com or call 274-2599.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts production of Pollyanna runs through March 9th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
East High will present the musical The Little Shop of Horrors, Wednesday through Saturday, February the 26th through March the 1st. Curtain time is at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at East High or at the door.
UAA Theater's presentation of Tennessee Williams' The Night of the Iguana runs through March 2nd. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sundays at 3. And it's directed by my partner. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
And finally, at Cyrano's, you can see Jihad Jones and the Kalashnikov Babes by Yusuf Elgindi. The play will run through March the 9th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263Arts or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.